Only one of the top 100 universities featured a conservative graduation speaker this spring. By Tom Cicada on June 20, 2020. The top 100 universities in the United States overwhelmingly featured leftist commencement speakers this spring. A study found that only one university featured a conservative commencement speaker in 2020. A recent study published by the Young Americas Foundation, YAF, revealed that only one of America's top universities invited a Republican commencement speaker in 2020. Universities and colleges around the nation featured leftist speakers, including Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, DNY, Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot, D, House Majority Leader Steny Hoyer, DMD, Colorado Governor Jared Polis, D, and actor George Takei. Miami University of Ohio was the only university included in the study to invite a conservation commencement speaker. Ohio Governor Mike DeWine, R, gave a virtual commencement address for Miami University students on May 16. Breitbart News reported in 2019 that UC Berkeley hasn't had a conservative commencement speaker in 10 years. Democratic politicians like Nancy Pelosi and Jerry Brown have recently given the commencement address at UC Berkeley. Breitbart News reported in June that Wichita State University canceled a scheduled commencement address featuring Ivanka Trump. The commencement speech was canceled after a group of students and professors. Ivanka Trump, obviously, represents her father's administration as one of his closest advisors, one professor wrote. To many Americans, that administration has come to signify the worst of our country, particularly in its recent actions toward those peacefully protesting against racist police brutality. In response to the cancellation, Ivanka Trump condemned the rise of cancel culture. Our nation's campuses should be bastions of free speech. Cancel culture and viewpoint discrimination are antithetical to academia, Trump wrote on Twitter in response to the cancellation. Listening to one another is important now more than ever. Stay tuned to Breitbart News for more campus updates.